Hello and welcome to the Success Showcase. I'm your host, Eric Lopkin from the Modern Observer Group. And with me as always is Chip Januszewski from the Happiness and Success GPS. Chip, how are you doing this week?
Doing great. How about you, Eric?
I'm doing fantastic. We've got our first real taste of summer here.
I love it.
This is the time of year where New Englanders stop complaining about being too cold and start complaining about being too hot.
Yeah, in 2 months they'll be looking forward to a snowstorm.
Right. So today we're going to be talking about the importance of building relationships. And in terms of business, we've reached a point where the relationship is everything. And we're not just talking about customers, although the customer relationship is your keystone. We're talking about relationships with your suppliers, relationships with your employees, relationships with your partners. Mm-hmm. It's very important that you cultivate these relationships. And it all goes back to something we've said time and time again. People like to do business with people they know, they like, they trust.
Absolutely. And obviously, we talk a lot about networking and so on and so forth, but you brought it up. Relationships go across the board, and they are just so valuable. You know, for instance, having relationships, good relationships with vendors. You want to make sure that if you have a great relationship with a vendor, then you know whatever service or product they're providing, when you call them up, it's a done deal, and it's going to be all set. It's like having like an insurance policy against anything bad happening. It gives you that secure feeling knowing that it's going to be done. So vendors are so important to have relationships with, as well as employees like you're talking about. It runs the gamut.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of vendors, I'll give you an example. I ran into this a while back, probably a few years ago. I have this one printer that I've used for years. And we've got a pretty good relationship. I've never had a problem with them. It's been great. Well, I had a client come up. They needed a print job. Absolute rush. Ridiculous turnaround time. I put everything together. I contact the printer. I go, can you do this? And I'm expecting rush charges and all of this. Printer turned around and went, oh, yeah, no problem. Why? Because they knew all of the business I'd given them over the years. They knew this wasn't a one-and-done thing where they were never going to hear from me again.
Yeah, and if you turn it around, obviously from a vendor standpoint, we talk a lot about how much easier it is to retain clients just by servicing them and paying attention to them rather than getting new clients. And the importance of having relationships means ongoing business as opposed to putting a lot of efforts into a one-time sale.
Right. And you're seeing more and more where the sales process is about building a relationship. You know, a customer can be one and done, but that's a sale. That's not having a customer relationship. And having that relationship means them coming back to you over and over and over, whether it's for different items, if you're a retailer, for a service. You're seeing more and more software, for example, is now on a subscription model. You're buying it every month instead of just buying a package and never talking to them again.
Yeah, which is obviously good business on their part financially, but that's the way things are these days. So,
yeah. And relationships, I mean, we think of relationships, and the first thing you generally think of is being in contact with them. But I found out a few days ago that this is actually a lot easier than we think it is. We had last week a local business expo. And I was at the expo. I'm walking down the halls, down the aisles of vendors. And I hear from one of the booths, hey, I know you. So I turn around. I see the booth it's coming from. I walk over. And I say, well, I should hope so. You took one of my workshops a number of years ago. Well, this person and I had not been in touch since the workshop. However, we are connected on social media. She immediately turned to her coworker and started telling her about all of the things I've posted and all of the information I've given her over the years since the workshop, just through our connections on social media. The coworker then turns to me and said, well, do you do this for companies? I think I've got a client for you.
Bingo. So
that was it. Just by staying connected on social media and providing good information to them, a new opportunity arose.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point, because it is so important to stay in touch with people. And obviously social media is a lot easier way to do it these days. But if you do not stay in touch with people that you have relationships with, and somebody else is banging on the door harder and they get to know them a little bit, they're going to give them a shot. So it's really, really important. But it's also so cool, because you never know when things are going to come around again, even after a couple of years like you're talking about.
Exactly. It's so important to keep a relationship going through email, through social media, through phone calls, through face-to-face. A lot of people like doing work locally, so face-to-face is huge. For those of us that actually do business across the country, what has replaced face-to-face is video conferencing and social media. Those conversations, and now I've been doing a lot more texting, which I never used to do. Because the one thing I found most important is that when you're trying to keep a relationship going, the method of communication is key, because you have to communicate with people the way they want to be communicated with.
Yeah, that's a great point. Obviously, if they're local, the personal touch is fantastic, especially if that's the type of people that they are and they want to get together from time to time. But through the social media and the internet now, the whole world is connected. So it's really, really amazing. One of the best things you can do too, relationship-wise, is regardless of whether the person you're talking to is a potential customer or this or that, whatever, just getting to know people, getting to like people and trust them, and putting them in your database so that just in case a referral opportunity for them comes around, you can be a resource, is really, really key to having great relationships and possibly for business moving ahead, because then you become what's known as a resource for other people. And if you get that reputation, both face-to-face and on the internet, as being somebody who's a resource for others to refer people to each other, magic happens.
Absolutely. And being a resource means connecting people. It means connecting people to information. How many times do you get email newsletters, magazine articles, whatever, and you think, oh, you know, such and such would really enjoy this, or this could be really valuable to them. Forward it on to them. That little act of saying, I just saw this article. We were talking about something like it. I thought you might be interested. It builds you up as a resource, but it also helps build that trust in the relationship.
Yeah, and obviously, it's useful, but even if the person doesn't even read it, at least they know that you're trying to reach out to them and keep that relationship going.
Right. You know, the article is actually less important than the fact that you're making the effort to connect and that they know you've been thinking about them and you're trying to help them out.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this before, but when you're in networking meetings and really in life, the badge that everybody's wearing is not a name badge. It's a badge that says, make me feel important. And one of the best ways to do that is just to reach out unsolicited to them, just to let them know you're thinking about them. That's just a wow on their part, and it really drives up everything that they think about you reputation-wise.
That's it. Everybody's favorite topic is themselves. If you make somebody feel that you have been thinking about them, that makes their day. Building the relationship really does help you stand out. Let's face it, none of us have an industry to ourselves. We all have competition. We all have other people. Same conversation at the trade show that I was just referring to. They were telling me, you know, they know I'm a coach and consultant. But because we have the relationship and we've been, you know, been connected for so long, they know, and this was their words actually, I'm the real deal. I know what I'm talking about and I can help them out. They were telling me how many people stopped by their booths saying they were coaches and consultants. Oh, how long have you been in business? Oh, well, I was working somewhere else and I got laid off, so now I'm a consultant.
Sign me up.
Yeah. You know, and unfortunately, that's something that happens more and more often, especially in consulting. You'll see all over LinkedIn, the job title is consulting, and what they really are is they're selling for an MLM, or they're recently unemployed, but they don't want to say they're unemployed. They want to give the impression they're doing something. So you really do have to build relationships, because people are being bombarded by all of this.
Yeah, and if you put together your own strategy for doing that when you are starting out, that's so important. I mean, it's take a look at the people that you know and reach out to them to let them know what you're doing. Ask some people who you know and respect for advice. That's going to help out with the relationship too, because showing somebody respect for their expertise and approaching them is a fantastic way of really building a relationship, because most people aren't going to say no to you. And if they do, they're not the ones you're going to want to be dealing with anyway. But when you're getting started, leverage the relationships that you already have and let people know what you're doing and so on and so forth, and build up a little bit of a track record before you start going out to the public. And this is where networking meetings and things like that come in really, really big time, because if you go to networking meetings and you walk out with a few coffee dates to meet new people and start getting to know them, that's the best way to start building up a great reputation rather than just spamming the internet and that kind of thing.
Right. And you want to give people the chance to talk. Let them go on. Don't focus on what you're going to say next. Listen to what they're saying. You never know where a conversation is going to go. I had a fascinating, at least it was fascinating to me, conversation with a client of mine. They were a brand new client, and we just sat down and we were talking. And what I found out was now he's an interior design, he sells window shades, blinds. But prior to this, he used to live out in the suburbs of Chicago, and he ran an inn. And the inn at one point was owned by members of the Capone organization.
Wow.
So in this inn, there was a garage that actually came out a quarter of a mile away from the inn. You could go underground into this underground garage that went for a quarter of a mile. The doors on there were bulletproof.
That's amazing.
And I'm listening to him talk about this, and I mean, this is fascinating to me. And it's not something that would ever come up in a business conversation. It came up because we were building our relationship and just talking.
Wow. And that's, I mean, talking about things, getting to know people, you learn all about quirks and different things that they have going on in their life. And people are very, very fascinating. That is one amazing story.
So you want to be building the relationship. And I mentioned earlier about needing to communicate in the way the person wants to communicate. You really do need to set that up early on. Get an understanding of how the other person operates. Again, most of my clients are all over the country. So usually the bulk of my communication is email, phone calls, video conferences. I have a client that's not too far from here. I made the mistake. We did not set up that, you know, that understanding at the beginning. So a month in, he was surprised that I never dropped by. And to me, dropping by isn't usually an option. Usually my clients are way too far away for that. So I spoke with him and I explained to him, you know, that hadn't dawned on me because I'm so used to having clients all over the place. He's very focused on local, so all of his clients are in a very small radius. So that's how he usually does business. You need to understand these things going in to avoid misunderstandings later.
Yeah, and if you do run into something like that, obviously the best thing you can do is just, you know, say, hey, look, I'm sorry I messed up. It was just an error of omission or something like that. And, you know, see if you can move ahead.
All right. I mean, I explained why I had made the mistake. He accepted that. We moved on. You know, the relationship survived and thrived.
And a lot of times after you have a little bit of a, shall we call it, controversy, for lack of a better word, and you get by that, you know, very, very quickly, it strengthens the relationship moving ahead. It builds more respect just in case something like that happens again, as far as some potential problem with the client that may have nothing to do with that, but something else.
Right. There are more problems that come up in business that are due to communication styles than almost any other thing, especially when you're dealing with things like texts, emails, where you're not hearing a voice, you're not seeing body language. You want to make sure you're getting the message across as you intended it. And a lot of times that requires you to use multiple channels of communication.
Yeah, I mean, it's important sometimes just to leave a phone message after you sent that, in case it's the message might not be understood properly with email and text, if it's like a more complicated issue or something like that. Just after you send out the email or text, just leave a phone message saying, hey, I sent that out. If you need clarification on that, please give me a call, because I hope it's coming across the way that I mean it to.
Exactly.
And you know, still a catch-all. Voice messages are still good.
Voice messages are still good. You know, you hear more in a voice than you can in a text or an email. However, people are so used to texting now. People are so used to email. You have to understand the way people work. Sometimes you'll be communicating with people, you'll send them an email, they won't respond. Send them a text, they'll respond immediately. Other people, you send them a text and you don't hear back, but if you leave a message or a phone call, they get back to you. It depends on how they're used to working and how they communicate.
Yeah, so it's important, if you try one thing and you don't hear back, try another method. You know, the big three are texting, email, and phone call. But if you don't hear back with one, it's really important to try something else, especially with electronic media, because every once in a while there's a glitch out there and you might think that something was received by whoever you were sending it to and it wasn't.
Right. And building relationships is more than just communicating. It's what you communicate about. you need to expand your horizons in what you talk about with potential customers, with vendors, with employees. You don't always want to be talking about business. You need to get to know them. Who are they as a person? Are they married? Do they have kids? What are their hobbies? We had somebody come to a networking event, and they were telling me that their wife was pregnant. And then I didn't see them for quite a while. The next time I saw them, it was approximately 10, 11 months later. And they said, oh, you know, the last time we spoke, your wife was pregnant. She must have given birth by now. Was it a boy or a girl? The fact that I remembered after all that time that his wife had been pregnant impressed this guy. We weren't talking about business. It wasn't actually somebody I ever expected to do business with. But the fact that I had listened to him talking about his wife and remembered that, yes, they're having a kid, that helped build that relationship.
Absolutely. We talk about knowing, liking, and trusting, and the best way to do that is to listen and put that in your database and bring that up the next time you talk to people. That is just so important, and it makes you feel good too, getting a positive reaction out of somebody. I mean, there's a good chance maybe you made his day just by asking him that, especially if it's about a kid, because people love talking about their children.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you want take a look on Facebook, see how many pictures of kids show up, especially now during graduation time. Everybody's posting graduation pictures. Kids are a universal topic.
Absolutely. I mean, I could watch laughing babies pictures all day long.
Right.
What world would it be if everybody had to do that for at least 10 minutes a day?
There you go. So, yeah, get to know people and don't be afraid to share about yourself. Talk about things you enjoy. The conversation is so important because real relationships are built when people share ideas, share information, share opinions, and I cannot stress this part enough, without judgment. Everybody has the right to their own interests, their own opinions. You may not have any interest in what they do. You may not share the same opinions. That doesn't mean there's a right and wrong. You have to open that dialogue and keep it going. I'll give an example. I'm a huge fan of classic jazz. I don't have a lot of friends that are also into that. Does that mean I don't respect their taste in music? No. They have their likes, I have mine. When you can share it with each other, it only enriches it. So don't just seek out people that have the same opinions, the same interests. Yes, it's always easier to have a conversation when you share a common interest. But if you really get into a conversation and you talk and you listen, you can always find something to connect about.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the bottom line is that even if you don't agree with the other person, nobody likes being a victim of judgments or complaining, criticism. However, that's things that people have automatically done forever and ever. So the more that you can turn that around and just understand what people are talking about, we talk about the 7 habits, seek first to understand, then to be understood. And it's so important to be listening there and just acknowledging what's going on. You never know. You might strike a common chord and start being interested in something just by talking with somebody about something that on the surface may not interest you in the first place.
Right. You never know where you're going to find a new interest, something that you didn't know anything about, all of a sudden could become very interesting to you. So pay attention, listen. You know, there's the old old adage, you have two ears and one mouth. Use in the correct proportion.
Absolutely. And one of the best places you can use, I know we've talked a lot about business relationships and so on and so forth, but think about your family. Think about your classmates in school. Think about friends, teachers, and that kind of thing. The more you can be listening and appreciating what they do, the more happy life you're going to have, period, because these are the people that you're dealing with on a day-to-day basis. And you never know, as you go into your professional world and you find out what each other does and so on and so forth, oftentimes there might be a teacher that's out there doing something or whatever, meet somebody in business, and you wouldn't think that they'd be a source or a referral for you, but just because they're out there doing their own consuming, referrals happen that way. So it's relationship building. You can never have too many positive relationships in your life, and just practice this with everybody that you meet, not just for business and that kind of thing.
Right. What we're talking about with relationships goes far beyond business. When you're dealing with family, with friends, you're not getting business in return. What you're getting back is comfort. What you're getting back is happiness. I mean, I have conversations with my son. My son is 12 years old. He talks about video games that he's playing. He talks about things he's been watching and reading. I have no idea half the time what he's talking about. But I sit there and I listen to him and I try to, you know, catch what character he's talking about or whatever it is, because it's obviously important to him.
Yeah. And go ahead.
And there's nothing better than, after listening to all of this, whether I've understood it or not, him getting up and giving me a hug.
That's awesome. And the other thing is, he's learning to do that too. Subconsciously, when he grows up, he's going to be acting the same way, which is just awesome.
So we're actually coming up on the end of our time here. So, Chip, what do you think is the big takeaway that you want our listeners to have today?
Listen and show genuine interest. That's the start of everything.
Absolutely. Building a relationship is about communications. So don't let people go too long without them hearing or connecting with you in one way or another, whether it's one-to-one or through something like social media. Let people know what's going on, but keep the lines of communication open and listen more than you talk. Relationships are everything. Every person you deal with, you have some sort of a relationship with. The better you make that relationship, the more you'll enjoy your day, the more you'll get out of your day, the more you'll get out of your business and your life. You've been listening to the Success Showcase. You can catch us here every week at blogtalkradio.com/successshowcase. You can also catch us on the iTunes Store and the Apple Podcast app. Remember, make this your best week ever, and make next week even better. See you then.